Hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. What are the chances you would vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I have no idea, so we'll go 50-50, buddy.
50-50. Okay, thank you so much. And what is your age?
I am 29 years old.
Thank you so much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm a white guy.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Let's put us at a 7.
A 7. All right. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. And starting with Donald Trump as former president, do you approve or disapprove?
I don't exactly know. Approve. Sure.
And would you say you're strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you so much. And now, Marcy Kaptchur as Congresswoman?
I don't know who that is. So, I mean, the job got done, I'm assuming. So I'm going to say she did a good job.
So would you say that you approve or disapprove?
I will say approve and then moderately approve, or whatever the lower of the two was.
Oh, so would you say it's somewhat approve, maybe?
Yes, sir. That was the one.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, Sherrod Brown as senator?
I will say approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I will say somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. And now, Joe Biden as president?
I might as well say disapprove. Actually, no, I'll say approve. I'm just going to go flat with all of them. I'm just going to give you the same answer with all of them. Sorry, I don't have much of an opinion on politics.
Well, would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. And starting with Derek Merrin, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I have not heard of them.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, Republicans in Congress?
I have not heard of really anybody.
But generally speaking, would you say that for you is favorable or unfavorable?
Right. Sure, we'll go favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you so much. And now, Donald Trump, would you say is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable, I suppose.
And is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I told you, I'm going to give you this every time. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. And now,
yes,
Democrats, Democrats in Congress, which you say is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. And now, Marcy Kaptur?
Well, I've actually heard of that one. I don't know, though. I don't know. We'll go favorable and I'm excited that I actually heard one of them.
Yeah, well, if you haven't heard of that person, you can tell me that also.
No, I have heard. I'll just say I haven't heard, but like, yeah, we'll go with that one, buddy. We'll get through.
Okay, thank you so much. And well, now, First Energy, would you say that is, for you, is favorable or unfavorable?
First Energy is favorable.
Is somewhat or very favorable?
Oh, we'll go very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you so much. And my last on this, Joe Biden?
We'll throw favorable.
And somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
I do. Who do I fall more towards? I would say I fall more Republican, I think.
Oh, and would you say Republican or lean Republican?
That's two options. Lean. I'll say lean.
Lean Republican. Okay, thank you so much. And now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Another candidate, I would think.
Another. Okay, thank you so much. And now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
That is a good question, friend. I would have to say Joe.
And would you say a Democrat Joe Biden or lean Democrat Joe Biden?
The second one.
Lean. Okay, thank you so much.
And
if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Mr. Morello.
Moreno. And would you say Republican Bernie Moreno or lean Republican Bernie Moreno?
We'll go lean.
Lean. Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Actually, I probably would go Marcy. So Democrat.
Would you say the Democrat Marcy Kaptur or lean Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
I have no idea what that question even means, so I just keep going lean.
Lean. Okay, thank you so much. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin?
Thing is, I don't know anything about him. Probably not. I would say no chance.
No chance. Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Capture, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I don't know, because there's half of it that, nobody likes paying more for taxes, but open borders, like, I like people. Like, I have no problem with other people. So I'm okay with that. So, what was the last thing you said?
Yeah, in this case, after hearing this, would you say that it is for you much less likely to vote for her? Somewhat less likely, it makes no difference, or it is more likely, or do you think it's not true?
We'll say it's not true, I guess. I don't know. I don't like it. I like people. I'm all cool with border being open.
Okay, thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 79% of this survey. And now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. And now, Derek Merritt has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Merritt supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Merritt even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. After hearing this, would you say that it's for you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, it makes no difference, it is more likely, or do you think it's not true?
I would not vote for him. The highest of those.
Much less likely, would you say?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much to you. And now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. And after hearing this, would you say it is much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely? It makes no difference? It is more likely, or do you think it's not true?
Much more likely to not vote for him.
Thank you so much. And now, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. After hearing this, would you say for you is much less likely, somewhat less likely, it makes no difference, it is more likely, or do you think it's not true?
I mean, less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
We'll go somewhat less likely on this one.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. And after hearing this, would you say it is much less likely for you? Somewhat less likely. It makes no difference. It is more likely, or it is not true?
I don't know much about that. So I'm going to say it's not true, just because I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. After hearing this, would you say it is much less likely for you, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or it's not true?
So hurtful. Much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And the last one for this part. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrin would stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, and would raise their retirement age. After hearing this, would you say it is much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
We'll say much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or would you still vote for Merrin?
I would not vote for him. Best reason not to? I don't remember which one of those didn't sound so good. But I mean, they were all designed to be hit pieces, so, you know, most of them didn't sound too great. I don't know. We'll say the last one with the workers, because that's the one I can remember. I don't like the fact that he's driving up prices for workers, because I do work, so, yeah. I like my sick leave. Also, the spousal one, that one also caught my eye, too. That one I can remember. That one actually did annoy me. So, like, yeah. Let the immigrant spouses fucking, you know, move with their husbands and do what they gotta do. If they gotta take off and not work, that's fine.
All right.
Sorry, did that confuse you?
No, I couldn't understand that. And thank you so much. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
I think the Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
And would you say Democrat Marcy Kaptur or lean Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
We're gonna go lean, buddy.
Thank you so much. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin?
He sounds like a dickhead.
The what? I'm sorry?
I said he sounds like a dickhead. A bad guy. Put whatever kind of expletive you want there, I trust you.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I just have a high school degree.
High school. Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
I don't know. I'd say independent.
Independent.
I see things from both sides. So, yeah, I'd say independent.
And would you say you lean more Democrat or Republican?
I tend to lean more Democrat, I think.
More Democrat. Okay, thank you so much. And now, how important is politics to your personal identity? It is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important.
I would have to say not at all important. I don't keep up to it.
Thank you so much. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
For Joe Biden. All right. Thank you so much. And in that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
Oh, you too. I hope you have a lot more people that actually enter your call and have a lot more luck.
I really thank you so much. Goodbye.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, bye, buddy. Have a good day. You too.
Wow.